Indeed, there were widespread fears that opium smoking was spreading to the upper classes, especially the idle rich. The decadent aristocrat enchanted by the opium pipe became a stock character, an image Burroughs would later parody in a self-portrait that continued where the prologue to Junkie left off. As a young child, I wanted to be a writer because writers were rich and famous. They lounged around Singapore and Rangoon smoking opium in a yellow pongee silk suit. But besides the aristocratic and artistic associations, the opium smoker is a significant first reference because when imports of smoking material were banned under the Smoking Opium Exclusion Act of 1909, the use of heroin accelerated to take its place. Heroin's rise coincided with a major shift in the profile and milieu of the typical addict, and the substance of these changes is documented in Burroughs' novel through details that might otherwise appear insignificant. To give only a few isolated examples, Junkie begins in New York in 1945, the urban center of heroin use at the point when supply lines resumed after wartime shortages. Burroughs gives the moniker Short Count Tony to his Italian connection on the Lower East Side, and it was when Italian gangsters replaced Jewish dealers that the purity of street heroin declined sharply, which in turn led to a rise in intravenous use to maximize the hit. The key transformation in addiction, the reason it moved into the underworld, was the shift from its medical origins, so that a character like Maddie, encountered by Lee in Lexington, defines the older generation. A doctor had got Maddie on stuff. "The Jew bastard," Maddie said. "But I made him wish he'd never seen me."